One of these these days, your heart will stop and play its final beat. But it's alright. Easy for you to say.
All right, little Foo Fighters for you boys and girls. Of course, that was One of These Days and Learn to Fly. Before that, welcome to the Giddy Up on this, what is this, the third day of July.
Yeah.
Third day of July. Welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. And sitting with me, accompanying me on this third day of July is the infamous Frankie in Bergamo.
Hey.
Well, welcome aboard there, Frank.
Hey, Paulie, how are you?
A very good friend of mine, very good friend of the show for a long time, and as we refer to him as the unofficial mayor of Medford.
Yep.
but I think he's, you know, probably more known than the actual mayor of Medford.
I would think so, yeah.
So how you been, buddy?
Oh, very good, thanks.
Yeah.
Still staying busy, you know, some movies and things like that, you know.
That's cool. We will get into that in a little bit. How are you dealing with this heat, man?
Oh, man, wow. Today was, it's unbelievable. I think when I came out of the car, it was like 98.
Right now, we're at 97 here in Medford.
Right.
But, I mean, is this the third day? Because 3 days of 90 degrees is considered a heat wave, right? Exactly. I mean, we're going to surpass that, but...
Yeah, I think they said yesterday was the hottest day this year, and now today I think it's even hotter, so...
Well,
we can handle it. We're from New England. We can handle anything.
Yeah, well
if we can handle 18 feet of snow, we can handle this.
Very true.
You know?
Very true.
Yeah.
So... all right. Hi, Michelle, my good friend of mine. She just chimed in saying she could hear me. That's cool. And we will be, you know, doing our shout-outs in a little bit, but we're going to play some music. We're going to talk to Frankie, you know, the ins and outs of the acting world, because he's been in quite a few movies. And he's actually never... I do little sides here and there, but never had the chance to do it with Frankie. He's much bigger than me. He works with Wahlberg and everybody. You know, he's big time. So, anyways... play a couple songs. You guys want to hear anything, of course, you can post it on my Facebook. I'll be monitoring that during the show. Or you could give us a call here, 855-915-9636. And locally, if you want, 781-350-3264. But I don't answer that number anyway, so don't bother calling that one. All right. We'll get back to some music, and then we'll be back with our good friend, Mr. Frankie in Bergamo. And... you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. We will be right back.
got it all. I've heard that pride always comes before a fall. There's a rumor going round the town that you don't want me around. I can't shake off my city blues. We'll be right back.
of a girl I used to know.
Boys and girls, welcome back to the show. A little Boston there, more than the feeling, and then some ELO before that, and Def Leppard bringing on the Heartbreak. Welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 3:24 in the afternoon in this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and right in the middle of a heat wave. You all right over there, Frank?
Yeah, I got the mic. Yeah.
I'm joined by my good friend, Mr. Frankie Bergamo, who tends to be wrestling a microphone over there. How you doing, Big Frank?
Excellent.
Frankie, if you don't know, is obviously from Medford, as I've said earlier, but very well known, especially in the movie industry, if that's what you want to call it. Yeah,
that's true.
He's he was telling me he's got like 50 movies under his belt already.
Yeah, in about 10, 11 years. Yeah,
that is awesome, man.
Yeah,
and. So let's get into how about what you want to start with? What your recent maybe your most
yeah,
recent
most recent movie I just did about a month and a half ago. We filmed in Providence, Rhode Island, and we did a movie called Vault. And
okay.
The main character we worked with was Chaz Palminteri.
Right,
as you know, he was
the Bronx Tale,
Usual Suspects, a couple other movies. He made a lot of movies, and he's got a one man play out in New York called The Bronx Tale. So
right.
We did that movie. That was about it was a fur heist in 1975. This took place, and I'm in a scene with him, and we're in Cranston, Rhode Island, in the federal prison. And it was a good story about the fur heist, and it was the mob.
So it was a true story.
A true story in 1975,
and that was based on who? What's his name?
Raymond Patriarca.
Yeah,
Patriarca. He was the mob, New England mob guy on Boss, and he orchestrated this. This heist from the prison, and it was a true story. They got millions of dollars out of that.
So, well, I mean, that's I didn't hear about it. I was probably 7 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kind of like a what was the Brinks job?
Yeah, something like that. Very similar.
Something like that.
Quite a bit of money, millions of dollars worth of furs, and so it was orchestrated by the mob right from the prison. And I'm in a scene with him. I play the prison bookie. I'm on the telephone in the scene. Uh-huh. With the scene with Chaz Palminteri.
The prison bookie.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in.
So yeah, the wardens are all on the take in these things.
Oh, sure.
Movie.
Yeah.
And so I have a couple of words with the warden and things like that. So it was pretty good. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we filmed it out in Cranston, Rhode Island, in the prison.
And that was kind of recent, right?
That was about a month and a half ago.
So when they expect this to come out?
Well, they're probably usually about 10 months to a year.
Okay.
And at the present time, there's a movie up right now that came out last week, and it's up the West Newton Theater right now. And, it's about this guy, Mo Berg. He was a spy. And the movie's called A Catcher Was a Spy. And he was a catcher for four different teams. The Washington Senators, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Red Sox, and the White Sox. But his last team was with the Red Sox.
Okay.
It's a 1936 piece movie. And Paul Rudd plays Mo Berg.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah, he's
okay.
A good actor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So
I just
saw it on Saturday. And it was a good story. It was a documentary type movie.
Is that? It's a true story.
It's a true story. Yeah.
So there was a spy.
There's a book out there now, and it just came out. Mo Berg. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
The book came out. This came out 1936.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a good period. We were all dressed in 1936 clothing. In those days, they didn't go to a ball game with T-shirts. And,
no, right, you know, suits,
they,
yeah.
They had these old-fashioned suits, yeah. heavy clothing.
Sure.
And me and this woman were sitting at the, we were a couple, we were sitting down right near the on-deck circle, and they're taking pictures, and right. there was a lot going on in Fenway Park, we filmed.
It was like the Royal Rooters.
Yeah, right.
You know who that is, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, the Royal Rooters, yeah. used to go to the games. And
right.
What are those hats called, the flat ones there, that they all wore at the game?
Yeah, they all kinds of different, all different ones. Yeah. So many different ones. You know, but it was a good
So did you do it in Fenway Park?
I filmed it in Fenway Park about a year ago, and it just got released now. It's up the West Newton Theater. They do all those type of movies, West Newton.
It's called Moberg?
No, it's called...
Oh, Catcher is a Spy.
The Catcher was a Spy.
Was a spy.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-oh. So we'll take on a Catcher in the
Rye. You'll be seeing that more in the papers and stuff. You'll be reading about it.
Oh, okay.
And so we're staying busy with that stuff. And
Very cool. And... And also, you were in Daddy's Home, too?
Yeah, Daddy's Home, too. We filmed it in Cambridge at the old bowling alley on Route 2, where Faces was.
Oh, right. Yeah. Where Faces was.
Yeah, so we did that with... There was a lot of big actors. Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Mel Gibson.
Right.
There was
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell was in it. He was funny.
I love him.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
John Lithgow was in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had... I played a part. Like, I was the guy that's rented out the bowling shoes. I'm in a uniform.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it was a small pop. It was a lot of fun, though. We had a couple of long days there because we had, I didn't know, they had two floors of bowling. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to do scenes in both floors, you know.
I remember seeing it, and yeah. I was saying, oh, there's Frank. There's my boy Frankie. Because
yeah.
I knew you were in it before it came
out.
Yeah,
that was a good movie. And we're just staying busy with that stuff. And some independent films, like our DJ Stand the Man movie, just got released on a box set that just came out. So you'll be seeing stuff on Facebook. People who want to
And I was at the premiere of that, which
was... That's right. You did a great job taking pictures.
It was a... Yeah.
Down in Bocelli's at the after party.
Bocelli's, yeah.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, your favorite place.
Yeah, we had a great time down there.
I actually DJed a gig there.
Yeah.
One, before we even went. And I was like, this sounds familiar. I know this place. Great food.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of your
Nikki, my friend.
Go-tos. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that was nice.
So, all right. So, you know, we're here with Frankie and Bergamo. We're going to take a little break, and I'm going to, not a break, I'm going to play some music, and we're going to come back with some shout-outs, probably some more weather and maybe some stories, more stories with Mr. Imbergamo. So, this is very interesting stuff. I'm, like, really into it. So, speaking of Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah, Chaz Palminteri.
Palminteri, okay, sorry.
Yep.
But, A Bronx Tale is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Mine as well. Great movie.
All time. So I'm going to take us out with this, and you'll know what it is anyways. It's not one of our regular songs, but I'm going to play it anyway just because I'm in the mood now.
All right.
So, boys and girls, 3:30 in the afternoon, you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. And we'll be right back. Oops, this app actually is not it. This is it. Here we go. Now we'll be right back, kids.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Sit on. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. See you.
Goodbye, my love. Don't fall. What's the matter?
right, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. I'm DJ Pauly B, and sitting across from me is the unofficial mayor of Medford, Mr. Frankie Imbergamo.
Hey, how you
good
doing,
friend
Paul?
Of mine. Very well, sir. I'm glad right. you're joining us. Very interesting stuff.
Having a great time today. Beautiful.
Picking your brain while we're playing some music.
Thank you for having me. It was nice.
Absolutely, man. All it's right. good to have you, you know. And you've been on the show quite a few times, actually, by now. And it's never short of fun or some kind of nonsense. Anyways, before I get to the shout-outs, I like to do those little things, like the national days today.
Oh, yeah, right.
Today is July 3rd, and today the national day for today is Chocolate Wafer Day.
Wow.
That is one of them. Fried Clam Day.
Oh, fried clam day.
Oh, so
that's
you know
great.
What? Now I have to have fried clams for supper. Clams. You know what I mean? And one other one. It's Eat Your Beans Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, don't forget to eat
your
beans.
What kind of beans? B&M? That who you are?
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't sound...
There's so many of them, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't sound too good. Does it?
That's because you must have ate some beans.
Yeah. That's off. That's not even a good fart sound. Man, oh well. I'm sorry for that. It should have been a good fart sound. Anyways, so it's that time of the show, boys and girls, where we appreciate and let you guys know that we're glad you that you listen in, and it's that's what it is exactly. Shout out time. So, anyways, Frankie, you want to go for a break because we got quite a few here. All right, anyways, kids, starting at the top of the lineup is, of course, probably our oldest, and I don't mean by age-wise, listener of the show, Jennifer Cantor-Rosinski-Liedem. She's been with us since the beginning. And right now, my new partner in crime, Laureen Petrillo, who has been doing the show for the past month or so. Yeah, and she couldn't do it today. Work got in the way, but she'll be back next week. She really wanted to meet you too, Frank.
Oh, I'll be back.
She's
again.
A Medford girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ex bodybuilder and stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Good person. We've been friends for, 20 plus years.
Yeah, I'll be on sometime with her.
Yeah, absolutely. Dawn Chase, my girl who should probably be here soon. She's coming. She got off work early, so I think she's going to pop by on the way home. DJ Carla D and Eric Wilson. And Carla's going to, who used to be on the show with us, is going to come back and do a couple, shows.
Oh, great.
And, yeah, I think maybe even next week, I'm thinking. And it just so happens she is cousins with Laureen.
Oh, is that
Small
right?
World, yeah.
Oh,
you know. Anyways, my mother, Ma, and Kim at Malden Trans. Love you, Ma. And Chet, my stepdad. Love you. Billy Roderick. Dave Struff Alino. I call him Struffalophagus. He's actually been on the show before. He does the weather for WBZ, Channel 5.
Yeah, I know Dave.
Yeah, you know Dave. Yeah. Okay. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. My sister Chrissy and Bill, her fiance, at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. The best place for, trust me. Oh, it's unbelievable. I'm sending them the Phantom there. I didn't tell them yet, though.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Christine Atwell. Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel.
Chase Carson.
I'm not sure what his schedule is, but he's usually on 10 to 12 on Friday nights.
Yeah.
So try to check him out. Hopefully he'll be on. Tracy McKenzie. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve. You know Old School, right?
Old School Steve, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
He's been on with Chase a lot, yeah.
Yep, yeah. Leah Hall. Eddie Riley, who I always say he's a good buddy of mine. He works for the city of Medford. So if you're ever like driving by and see a DPW truck and there's a newspaper covering someone's head, it's usually him. So give him a nudge and give him a wake-up call.
Yeah.
He's usually listening in. Matt Fisher, good friend of ours.
Yep.
Danny Martinetti of The Lounge. I don't know if he's still of The Lounge, but...
he does it every other Saturday from...
That's what I thought.
8 to 10 now on Saturday nights.
Okay.
Every other week.
Yeah. All right. So, well, check him out. He plays really good music. Yeah. You know, he's not like me.
Yeah, he's with the Evan Myers. Is with him now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
What is it, Evan Myers?
Yeah, Evan Myers. He's a DJ.
He called me a couple of months ago if I would do the show with Evan.
Right, right, right.
But I had something to do that night. Otherwise, I would have done it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know Evan?
I know Evan very well, yeah.
Yeah?
Nice guy.
All right. Calvin Westgate, good buddy of mine. Joe Breezy Hyde. He used to do the weather for the show for a long time. Lisa Neville Ambler. Phil Fleming. Dorothea Bruzy Hebert. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Of the Wynn. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, anymore, but...
It's going to be Encore now.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? Encore going up in Everett.
Encore Boston Harbor.
Encore Boston Harbor. Well, whatever it is, have you been by? Like,
yeah, I've been by it. It's
coming along pretty good.
Actually, they had last year they had a big festival outside in Everett behind the Teddy Peanut Butter.
All
down there, they had a big festival, and the Wynn was there at the time. Wynn was involved.
Okay.
They were giving out the cards, your player's card.
Yeah.
You had to go in line, show your license. Me and my wife got one. So,
and what is that entitled you to?
Well, that's essentially like you play slots or you get...
Oh, it's just a
wampum
card.
It's like a rewards card. Yeah,
it's like rewards card. Okay.
It's like a Mohegan Foxwood card.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. So that should be done, what, 2020?
Yeah,
right here?
19, next June.
Oh, they keep bringing it down.
Yeah,
they're really going to work on that thing.
The traffic is going to be horrendous.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine. I'm glad I don't live near there. I lived right... just about a mile from there before I moved. But
I'm only about 2 miles from here, 2.5 miles.
All right. Mary Canavan, Marcy Kantorzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Frankie Mbogamo, who's sitting right across from me.
All right.
Who gets
I know
his
him.
Shout out. Yeah, I know him too. Denise Fioretti Mamalette, good friend of mine. We grew up together. Mike Bessler. Frankie Feely, Keith K Dog in Seatown in Charlestown, good friend of mine. Keith McKeon, Peg Conair Crow, who is the Ward 1 counselor of Ward 1 in Malden, and I will be joining her tomorrow. I will be DJing at Dever Park in Malden, which I do every year for the 4th of July for the kids.
That's a nice thing to do.
So it starts at 9 to 1. Bring the kids down. I mean, they got, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, sausages, everything's free, chips, sodas, and then you got the races and you got the water slides and the moon jump.
That's a good thing you're doing.
Yeah.
Keep the good work up.
Thanks. Yeah, I've been doing it for about 10, 11 years or so. So it's good, yeah. It's rewarding.
That's
I like giving back, you know?
Yeah, you do it every year, I remember. Yeah.
Yep. So that's tomorrow, 9 to 1, Dever Park. Come on down to see me. My buddy Big Jack, Christine Fantasia, Justine Tanzo, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, my little niece Rhiannon. Maybe I'll play some Rhiannon from...
that'd be cool.
Yeah. A little Fleetwood Mac. Give a shout out to the Scalises and my Nana. That's from Michelle, my friend Michelle Scalises. I hope I'm saying it right. Anyways, how you guys doing? Thanks for listening in.
New
listeners right there.
Beautiful.
Christine Papalato, another one who's been with us since the show one. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. He lives in Everett. He's all up about the hotel. He's like the unofficial mayor of Everett.
Oh.
He is. He's involved in everything in Everett.
Yeah, right.
Mark Gayhard, Heidi DeMeo, Chris the Funny Man Ridgeway, who... With the grace of God, hopefully we'll be back soon enough. If we can get back on Fridays, I think the whole gang will be back together, which will be great.
That'd be cool,
but we miss you, my buddy Chris.
Yeah, hello, Chris.
Yes. Jen Cayley, Sylvia Gray, Boston Jackie.
Jackie O'Neill. Yeah. I haven't seen her in a while.
I haven't seen her in a while either. A couple of years, anyway. Yeah. We did the Christmas show.
Yeah.
We did the Christmas show, me, you, and Chris.
Yeah, that's right.
Last year, no, the year before last.
Yeah.
Or you did the Ugly Sweaters.
Oh,
remember that?
That
the Ugly Sweater Show.
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
we
got some pictures on that. We took some pictures.
Yeah, we got pictures, yeah. Colleen Shea Murphy. Karen Falero Gennari. Greg Devani. Devaney. Scotty Devane. Trisha Walsh. Tim Rufo, John Abbas Buckley, Michelle Marie, Paul Hooley, Pat McKeon, Bonnie Termosh, Pam Suzanne at the Dockside, Pam and Suzanne at the Dockside, Mikey Frazier, Kimberly Campbell, and she's an Okie from Muskogee, actually, distant cousin, Brady Howard, Michelle Bono, Creative Life. She is a thing she does painting, I guess, and she sells them online. So if you're into that, Craig Ouellette, my cuz, Joe Susie, Diana Batune, and Kathy Turner.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, that's a. We have more listeners.
A lot of followers, a lot of listeners.
Yeah, but we like to let you guys know that we do really appreciate it, because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here doing this. But I do it for you.
That's great.
So, Frankie, that's your shout outs for this day.
Beautiful.
Friday, the 3rd. No, I'm sorry, Friday. July the 3rd, 2018. All right, kids, we're going to get back to some music. And then we'll be back with some more Frankie, listen to some more war stories of of his, what would you call it, your acting career?
Second career.
He's a retired postal
supervisor.
Yeah. And, if those guys don't go insane, then they go and be actors. So I guess that's how it goes, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, kids, we're going to do a little PSA, and then we'll be right back with some more music, and then we'll be back with the mayor of Medford.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light. Waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath.
the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for.